Welcome to the Cooldown Room with your host, Sky Upshaw, an F1 podcast where we talk all things Formula. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to your favourite F1 podcast. Today, I am joined with a very special guest. Please, may I introduce Sapphire?
Hello.
Hello, Sapphire.
Hello.
Thank you so much for joining me on today's podcast.
Thanks for having me.
So much to talk about. Firstly, can you just introduce yourself and what you do to the viewers and listeners?
My name is Sapphire. You can just call me Saf. It sounds a bit weird saying Sapphire all the time. And I am a music artist, singer-songwriter, and that's about it, I guess.
So you have... Sorry, I'm laughing. You have nothing to do with F1.
Absolutely zero.
And this is why I've brought my sister onto the podcast.
No, wait. That makes me sound like I don't watch it. I want to add to the music artist thing that I'm also a mega F1 fan.
Yeah.
From birth, obsessed. Longer than Sky.
Definitely obsessed, not. Definitely so. Not. But I wanted to, well, I was recording my podcast today and I just thought, how cool would it be to bring my sister on, Saf. Cannot call you Sapphire, that's weird. But Saf, and so a lot of you will probably know that she is my sister. Sapphire official, check her out.
I'm the older one, just putting that out there.
She's the older one, she's the shorter one, she's blonde, I'm brunette. You can't see the blonde actually, show you blonde plait. There you go, blonde plait.
Blonde.
For viewers, not listeners, imagine, blonde. And yeah, so Saf being a music, I'm talking about you as if you're not here. So Saf, you are a music artist, you're a singer-songwriter. I'm personally completely obsessed with your music.
Thank you.
But you are also, we'll talk about the music in just a second, but you are also a very, very big F1 fan. Oh. And to me, that's amazing because I can come to you and we can just talk all things F1 like all the time, which I love. But we have the Miami Grand Prix this weekend. We're going to talk a lot about the track information and give the viewers and listeners all of the juicy details about gossip, news, everything you need to know in a minute. But what are your thoughts with F1 at the moment? Like, I know you've been watching it for a while, but so much has happened. Give us a quick rundown.
Okay. I think F1 at the moment, there's a lot going on. I don't know how to keep up with all the changes and the news that comes out. I keep having to stop what I'm doing to look at the little F1, like, you know, the F1 app, and you get like all the notifications. I feel like I'm getting a notification every day that says breaking news, someone's left or someone's moved or someone's changed contracts. I think it's a tough watch at the moment. I think for me, not to be like, I need something different to happen.
Okay. Yeah.
I also think because of the way that the grid is exactly the same as it was last year, it doesn't feel like anything's changed.
Yeah, of course, no different drivers.
No. And we had a really good end of the season for McLaren and we've just kind of kept that going, I guess, the same. It's not exactly, they've not got better. In my eyes, I don't believe they've exceeded anything. They've not really got any better to me.
Yep.
They've, you know, sustained a good run and I think they're doing a great job. Same with Ferrari. I mean, Carlos Sainz have pulled it out of the bag.
Hasn't
I
don't know,
he's
just,
like really I mean, gone like, oof, Lewis is stepping in my place. I'm gonna get some going. But I don't think there's a lot going on. But I'm hoping for some changes. I mean, things could get juicy now.
Well, I think we have some big news to talk about and I think we might as well start off right now. Adrian Newey leaving
the
Red
heck?
Bull. That is very surprising because Adrian it's like a make or break deal. If you have Adrian, you're gonna do well. And that sounds really biased, I know, but come on, Adrian is the best aerodynamicist around in F1, probably the world, I have to say. He has designed the ultimate F1 car for Red Bull over the past few years, and he's done that also for McLaren and Williams, and he's done that for multiple teams who have all come through with great success when they've had him at the team. So firstly, I have a big question, like a few big questions in my mind. I know you brought this up the other day and you can give your opinion in a second. But I have a few questions on why has he done this? Like, what made him think, right, I'm leaving the best team in the sport right now, performance wise. Yeah. They've got the team principal, they have the drivers.
Whoa.
And just the team in total, like the mechanics and everyone, they're amazing. So why has he left? And then also, what is he thinking about his future?
Yeah.
Floor is yours.
Okay. So I said the other day that maybe one thing we haven't thought about, I mean, everyone's saying, where's he going to go? Where's he going to move to? Is he going to be going to go to? Yeah, exactly. I think if he's going to go anywhere, he's going to go like Mercedes or Ferrari. Mm-hmm. Personally, yeah, yeah. I don't think he's going to go anywhere else. I'm hoping it's Ferrari though.
Just cash up RB.
No, Alpine.
Steak. Oh, Alpine. Wait. Alpine. Imagine.
You never know. But I think if he was going to move anywhere, I'm really hoping it's Ferrari just purely because of Hamilton next year. I really want a good race there. But no one's really thought about the fact that maybe he just wants a break. Maybe he's just going to leave for good. Obviously very unlikely, but maybe he is. Maybe that's what we're not hearing. I also feel like, you know, you're saying like, why is he leaving? What's caused that? I think we all know. Well, you know, Rebel, I think it's a tough game what Red Bull's doing at the moment, but they're doing very well, so why would you leave? Yeah. If they're doing so well and you're winning every championship right now.
He's obviously not happy at all.
You're on a roll.
Something's not right down there. And I think we can see that in the news with Christian Horner, with Jos Verstappen, with Max Verstappen, with Adrian Newey. I mean, they've been in the news headlines most weeks so far in this whole season. It's been something going wrong, big news in Red Bull, and that is very bad publicity, really bad for the team principal, the head of aerodynamics, the driver.
But doesn't mean we're going to lose more people, because I mean there was this whole thing about if Max left, then Adrian would leave, or something like that. It was that way around at the time.
There were so many things. I think there's a big connection there. You've got Helmut Marko.
Yeah.
And I think Helmut Marko is kind of the reason that Max is still there. But now that Adrian has left, I do see doors opening on, like...
Yeah.
I mean, not that this is going to happen, guys, but Max Verstappen did have a meeting and a chat with Toto Wolff and the Mercedes crew, talking about $150 million, I think it was, dollars deal.
You know what? The more
year.
I hear about these deals, the more I want to change careers.
I know, right?
I wish I started karting.
Yeah, come on. Why didn't our parents push us into karting?
I know.
At three.
Could have been billionaires by now.
Well, have to be damn good.
You'd have to be Max Verstappen.
And also you'd have to be a guy.
So. You would, yeah. Whoops. That didn't work out.
Yuki Tsunoda's still on $1 million a year, though, and I find that very surprising. I mean, it's still $1 million a year, but...
Still $1 million a year,
Yuki,
but...
Come on. It's Yuki Tsunoda. He's done better than that.
Wait, what's Hamilton on, do you reckon?
I think he's... I could be so wrong. It's above $80 million a year.
Yeah, but...
I don't think it was
Ferrari released how much they were paying him. I don't think it was ridiculous.
I think Max was getting more if he goes Mercedes.
Yeah, but Ferrari said that they were going to put money into his the project he does as well.
Yes, his
which was a massive thing, because he wanted like someone to invest in it or something,
yes.
Wasn't it? And Mercedes
what's it called though?
But Ferrari said yes. It's like the 44 project or
something. Yeah, it's the
44
project. See, she knows more than me, and it's just annoying. So, yeah. I lost for words. Honestly, for words. So, we have to think about Adrian's year coming up now, because he's still got like 8 months of races with Red Bull. And that includes car design. Like, the cars change throughout the year. What are Red Bull going to do? They're going to want to milk it with Adrian.
I really would like him to just downgrade the car and tell no one. Just be like,
imagine.
Oh yeah, I've upgraded the front wing and the way it works, and just made it better, and it just slows the car
down.
Can
you tell who Saf supports?
Sorry. Sorry. Hey.
Do we think she likes Christian
Max
Horner?
Is a great driver. I'm not saying that. The thing is I'm not... I don't really have any favorites in this. I mean, well.
That's such a lie.
Well, no.
You're such a liar.
No, as in, I love them all. Like, I don't have, like...
Wait, who did you walk out the room with? Saf did that trend on TikTok where you're like... the closer you the closer you stand to the camera, the more I like
He's
the F1 driver.
Not...
She walks out the room for Esteban Ocon, bless
I'm
him.
I'm so sorry. And the reason why
Poor
is
man.
Literally only because he's a... I would say he's a weaker driver. That is literally all it is. It is, but...
Do you think he's worse than Pierre Gasly? Silence in the room.
I just look. They're in bad cars. Maybe they're really good. Okay, I'm sorry.
Mate, they've been really good for the past few years. I
yes,
feel really good.
Yes.
Right.
But Max is top notch. Top notch.
Yeah.
If Max suddenly moved over to Mercedes, I don't know why, but I feel like I'd like
fully support that.
I do like
I
Max.
Think it's more I don't like the Red Such Bull team drive. Because there's a lot of things I'm not a massive fan of
annoyingly,
within that team.
Annoyingly, I can
that is out. Just how I feel. Like, I love Checo. I think he's such a sly.
Like, I love Christian Horner, but also just some things he does. I'm like...
Yeah. I'm like, what are you talking about, man? Like, what he said... One thing I cannot get over is when he said that girls watch it for the guys.
For the men.
And I'm like, dude.
He did say that.
We cannot see them when they race.
Yeah.
It's a helmet.
I know.
What, we're just going to stare at cars and just go, wow, so sexy. Like, what the heck?
The cars are there. Have you seen that safety car?
My issue here is when we went to Silverstone last year, we went to the British Grand Prix. Oh, yeah. Amazing. The Red Bull sounds incredible.
Red Bull.
It's got like a low growl.
We did notice when we noticed, past tense, we did notice that when we were at the race, you could hear a big difference between the cars. And people don't talk about this enough. Mm-hmm. You could tell when the Red Bull was on its way because it sounded like such a nice growl. It was like a purr. It's like a lion.
It was
not
amazing.
Joking there. And it sounded really good, and you knew that just from hearing it. And then I think the Mercedes was a bit tinny, like it was a bit like
100% high pitched. But they all kind of sounded like that. The
Ferrari sounded better. I know Ferrari sounded quite good.
Yeah, the Alpine sounded
really
not
quite
great.
Tinny.
Mm. It sounded closer to an F2 car.
Oh,
do you see what I'm
pitch.
Saying? I mean,
yeah, there was a big
the F2
difference.
Cars are ridiculously different, but
yeah.
It sounds
popping
closer that way. Yeah, I would say. But the Red Bull sounds insane,
so
and it
good.
Look it looked better as well. Like, it looks like it floats.
It looked so secure on that.
Yes.
On and again, the TV doesn't really. I don't think it shows it enough, because when you're in person, you are looking at this going, yeah, that is a really, really well designed car.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, Adrian Newey.
Yeah.
I'm clapping here.
Move
well
to
done.
Ferrari, please, baby.
Right. So let's talk about some facts.
Wait, stop. I just called him baby.
Wait, I missed that. What did you say?
I just called him baby. I just went.
You called Adrian Newey baby.
By God. Accident, okay?
Why did I get you on here?
I don't know.
Oh, my God.
Sorry.
Sorry.
I did not mean to call him that.
Oh, no. Oops. Oh, my God. Right. Let's talk a little bit about the facts about the Miami track. I have my laptop here, Saf. You're going to read a bit too. Okay, we're going to teach the viewers a little bit about the track. Okay,
you do realise you're also kind of teaching me.
Yeah, we're going to teach you too. Can you read this? Your eyes are good enough?
Thanks.
I see you squinting already.
I've got my contact lenses in.
Squinting already. Okay, so it's the third Miami Grand Prix that we are... Well, it is the third Miami Grand Prix. Well done.
Already the third.
We're going to head right back to that fake harbour again. Which we all don't really like.
I and, love it.
Well, the weekend is amazing. It's just the track, isn't it? Isn't great.
The crack. The
yes. Whatever you were gonna say there. Yes.
The track.
I agree.
The track is not fantastic.
No.
But I do love the aesthetics of it.
Yeah.
I love the aesthetics.
We went for blue. We're going for Miami blue today. That's
it
what
is,
we were going for.
It is really cool. I do love it. But the tracks.
I got my shades on. I got my shades on for this. Okay. So. The track is 5.412 kilometers long, and we're going to have 57 laps on Sunday. This is a sprint race weekend, meaning that we're going to have the sprint race on the Saturday. I'll run you through the schedule in just a minute. There's 3 DRS zones on the track with 3 separate detection zones. There are 19 turns in total, and the top speed for this track is 340 kilometers per hour or more. Did you get all that?
Yeah.
Yeah, so sprint race weekend, of course, we've had one. We had it at the Chinese Grand Prix so far this year. So that includes Friday, starting off with just one free practice session, FP1. Later in the day, we're going to have the sprint qualifying session, which is where we can plan the grid for the sprint race, which is going to be held on Saturday. And then Saturday evening in most places, or later in the day on Saturday, is the qualifying for the main race. And Sunday, obviously, the Grand Prix. What do you think of this track, honestly? Like,
what?
As just like a fan of it.
Of the Miami track?
Of F1. Like, yeah. What do you think of the Miami track?
It's pretty plain. Mm-hmm. I will say it's pretty plain. I can't believe it's already on the third.
Yeah.
The third race of that. But I wouldn't say it's exactly exciting. But I mean... Sprint weekend concerning the sprint weekend, is that what I'll say?
yeah
I love how we get a sprint weekend for this.
Yeah, okay, I think that does make the whole Miami Grand Prix a bit more exciting. And I know that everyone who doesn't like sprint races is going to hate this weekend because it's Miami and it's a sprint race. I really like that. I have to say, I think it adds more into it. It makes the weekend a bit more long,
Yeah.
Makes it a bit more exciting, more things to look out for, more things can happen. The only thing with the sprint race at the moment is the sprint race is pretty much identical to how the race ends up. So I wonder if the FIA have to look at that and maybe tweak a few things on regulations or something related to that, because yeah, the end result of the sprint so far, well, over the end of last year and obviously the Chinese Grand Prix, is kind of just like a mini Grand Prix, which is a bit weird.
Yeah.
Anyway, the Miami track is set at the Hard Rock Stadium, and that is the home of the Miami Dolphins, the NFL team. And I think that's pretty cool because you can see all of the drivers going in, like into their little like areas in the stadium. And I think that's kind of cool.
I love it.
And you know what? You can stand. You can get tickets to stand on the top of the stadium, and you can have all four corners of the.
No way!
I wonder how much that costs, because that would be awesome.
I want to do that.
Yeah. Should we do that?
Yeah.
We need to save our life savings.
Yeah, you mean next year.
Let's do it.
Please take us, F1.
This also is a temporary circuit, but it is designed to feel like a permanent one. So they design it like with the layout as if it's been there for years, but actually, yeah, they lay it single year.
I'm probably a dummy for saying this. Is this a street track?
Street track. It is.
It is.
It is, because it's temporary.
Wow.
But it's not held in the streets.
I didn't even realize that.
It's actually kind of just a car park.
Yeah.
Yeah, with lots of fake water.
I was going to say, that sounds mad. I didn't even realize that.
Mm. Yeah.
Wow.
I know. So, fastest laps for this weekend.
Oh my goodness, is this my go?
This one here.
Okay. Fastest laps, what do I have to say? Okay,
so the fastest lap during qualifying is this, and then the fastest lap during the Grand Prix is this.
That makes sense.
That's the year, I was, and that's like, the time.
Geez, okay.
Can you read that?
Yes, I can. Okay, so the fastest laps on this track have been for qualifying Checo in 2023 with 1:26.8. Is that how I say
it's
it?
Correct. It's a 1 minute 26.8.
Oh, sorry. That is it, yeah. I'll do it again. Okay, right. Cut that. Scratch it. Rewind. Okay, the fastest laps for the Miami track for qualifying were Checo in 2033. Sorry.
10 years in the future.
Right. The fastest lap. The fastest scraps for the.
This is going so badly. Do you want me to do it?
No, I can do it.
Come on.
The fastest laps for the Miami.
It's just one lap. The fastest lap.
Right. It says the fastest laps.
Yes, because it's two laps. But
Sorry. Okay, I'm sobbing. Okay. Right. The fastest lap for a qualifying on this track was Checo in 2023 with 1:26.8. And for the Grand Prix, it was Max in 2023 with 1:29.7.
Yeah, so
technically Checo was faster on this track.
Well, yeah, but that was qualifying.
It was qualifying, but technically faster.
So what we can take from that is the qualifying session
is Red Bull dominated.
The qualifying session this year is going to be around the same, in 1:26. It could drop to 1:25, but it feels slightly unlikely because the cars haven't changed that much. And this has a mix of slow and fast corners. So yeah, we're going to see a little bit of around the same. So to get pole position this weekend, yeah, we're looking at a 1:26 above or below by a tiny bit, which is great.
Pretty quick.
So the weather this weekend, we are in Miami. It's sunny. Bring out the sunglasses again.
Oh, okay. I don't have mine. I'm just going to...
I know, squint.
I'll just squint.
So it is sunny and very warm. I've got the weather up. Friday for both the free practice one and the sprint qualifying is 28 to 29 degrees. But it's going to feel like 35 degrees. So it's going to be a very hot track.
Jeez, okay.
Which means we're going to be using the harder compounds of tyres, C2, C3 and C4, because of the heat. So it will be the hottest race of the year so far. There is the possibility of a little bit of rain, like light rain showers, on Friday and Saturday during the FP1 and the sprint race. That will be really interesting. Because imagine the sprint race, you've got like three laps left.
I'm sorry, but if you're not watching F1 and hoping for rain, then you're not watching F1 for the right reasons.
Yeah, rain is great in a race.
Absolutely. Yeah. Especially on a weekend like this weekend when the track's not giving much.
Yeah. You need plain boring, so you need lightning, thunder, rain, and more.
Snow.
Snow.
Come on, Miami. Give us a flip.
Yeah, the weather's roughly the same the whole weekend. So yeah, lots of sun.
Exciting.
I was gonna mention about all of the new liveries that we've had so far.
Yes.
Because we have had some different liveries.
Yeah.
Firstly, Ferrari had been hinting at this big blue livery. They had new merch, new helmets. And yeah, they were kept hinting at this for like, what, a week just over? The livery has been released. I'm sure we have all seen it. What do you think?
It's not giving. I was hoping for like full-on blue.
Blue. Yeah, I was thinking like all blue would be great.
I feel like if they'd done it, I guess the car, if you look at the car, the livery for this weekend, and you reverse the colours, and you had the blue, yes, with the red.
See, that would have been so good.
That would have been amazing.
Yeah.
But instead,
that's what they've done on the helmet.
The heck of the HP stickers. Mm. It looks like a brand new book that's got like half price put on it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a good
and
point.
It's kind of giving that. I'm not a massive fan, unfortunately. Mm. I just feel like it's not,
they could have done better.
It's not right.
They really could have, because the design team there, they normally do some good liveries, but that was not, I think it's not enough blue, and it's like some weird, we got like three different colors of blue, and it's kind of weird.
Just a bit, the it's design like wasn't really
we need some anyway, the HP sponsor, the new sponsor, great deal that they've got there. Like, they're going to be supplying all of their electronics for
printing.
Yep. Printing.
HP does printers, yep, doesn't it?
All right, yeah. Sorry. we got it. HP do a lot of stuff. Yeah, we don't actually, they do computers, printers, I don't know what else. Anyway, the logo is very bold, and that's absolutely fine, but I don't understand, like, color wise it is very bold.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, why are you laughing?
Because technically HP matter means Harry Potter.
I have no response to that.
You should never have me on this again.
No, you're right.
You're going to fire me.
Yeah, I think the HP...
Should I find out?
What it stands for? It's a name. It's like Harper's something. Harris? Henry? I don't know. The logo's very bold colour, and it just doesn't really work on the bodywork. And I don't know why they have...
Hewlett-Packard.
Lovely. Is that him?
I guess so. Probably.
Yeah, the logo, I don't know why they didn't like replace it with a black or a white style logo. Like, was that really that hard to do?
Or just have HP without the kind of sticker thing. Do you know what I mean? Just put HP on it.
A blue HP.
What's happened to the big wing? Like, the as wing, well. The it's wing. Just HP the, all over it.
Someone commented on my video, respect to this person. They counted 13 HP logos on the car and suit combined.
Oh my God.
13.
That's unlucky.
They're tiny little ones as well. Two or three huge ones, and then all this little tiny little blue dots everywhere.
And is it confirmed that they've kind of renamed themselves?
Well,
because they've just like shoved HP at the end of
so it's
everything.
Scuderia Ferrari HP.
Yeah, F1 but team. Is that a thing now?
I think so.
Without even announcing it, I guess they've just named themselves that now.
Well, they did kind of announce it.
But did they?
Fair point. You should definitely become a marketing team.
I think they need to hire me.
That was a joke. So
wasn't a joke.
Talking about sponsors, WhatsApp and Mercedes have had this partnership for the season, and I love it. You know, on the steering wheel, if the driver wants to talk to the engineers and the mechanic, they click the little button to call them, and it's actually a WhatsApp logo.
Oh, that's really cool.
So cute. Anyway. Lewis Hamilton drove his F1 car in New York.
I saw this.
And he did like donuts, and it was so cool. Anyway, that was to basically launch this new thing that WhatsApp have done, where if you send the red racing car emoji, you know, the little cute little one, it replaces it with an F1, the Mercedes F1 car. Like, what are Red Bull fans thinking?
No, have we not thought about this for a sec?
No, what?
Because the red F1 car is the Ferrari. And basically Mercedes are trying to turn the Ferrari into a Mercedes.
Oh my God. Why do I have you on this podcast?
Have you not thought about that for a sec, though?
No,
not at all.
No, I don't think anyone's thinking that apart.
Okay, well, I'm thinking that.
Okay.
Okay, but I think it's kind of cool. Although, did you see the little one? They had the WhatsApp version of Mercedes. What? And someone put it on TikTok and was like,
oh look, I've seen next year's car.
Adrian knew he's not getting a job there, obviously.
No.
Oof. Yeah, I thought it was actually really cute. I have been sending lots of F1 cars cool. to people just to try it out.
I send the Mercedes to my WhatsApp friends and the Ferrari to the
your
rest
WhatsApp
of them.
Your WhatsApp friends? What did you say?
The Ferrari to the rest of them.
Your WhatsApp friends. You sad, sad soul.
I'm like a Facebook mum.
My WhatsApp Don't, friends.
Come on, I message you on WhatsApp.
Do you have LinkedIn?
I do.
Me
I think,
too.
Yeah.
Do we have each other? Anyway, no. Anyway, we're losing track.
Yeah.
The other F1 livery that has changed for this weekend is the Visa Cash App RB livery. Mm. Can we just say how amazing this livery is? Why is this not all year? I love it.
It looks so much better.
And you know what? It's actually inspired by the Chameleon Metal Cash App RB. Cash App RB? No, scrap that. It's inspired by the Chameleon Metal Cash App Visa card, which is multicolored. And it's like a prepaid debit card. Okay, so
I think it looks great.
Yeah, I love
it. I think it looks great.
And they've done some really cool things. I think they have this new metallic RB like merch, which is really cute. Oh, I was nice. Thinking I would love to buy that merch because it was cute. I just love it. I just think it's gonna look so good. And it's gonna look great on track. And the admin for all of the social media team has literally basically said, ladies and gentlemen, the best F1 car ever. Like, they've just been saying how amazing it looks. And That's I fair. Completely respect that.
I think actually it's quite nice to have some more color on yeah. the track, because
it's super identifiable.
Currently we have, I mean, the Ferrari
red,
the
blue,
McLaren, and
green, black and white,
the steak
and navy,
that green.
The green is awesome on track.
It does show up, but yeah. it does look like what, oh my god, what's the name of the paint they put on it?
Neon.
No, the paint they no
oh,
the paint that they
Flovers.
Thank you. Mm,
yes,
it looks
does.
Like someone's covered it in that. And I'm like,
they use blue or is it blue Flovers because they can't
yeah,
see the green one.
Can't see the green.
Whoops. Fair point.
Although, now I did hear this might be a rumor, but I don't think it's a rumor. And I don't know if I spoke to you about this. So, supposedly, Daniel Ricciardo has been given an ultimatum that if he doesn't drive well this weekend, then he is being replaced by Liam Lawson. And I, unfortunately, wouldn't be sad about it.
I think that's such a bad move for Red Bull. If any of part of that rumor is true, Red Bull needs to look at themselves in the mirror, because they cannot possibly do that again. They cannot possibly. Mm. I would not know what to say. I'm not trying to support Daniel here. He hasn't driven particularly well. I'm sorry. But no. What are we on? Fifth round? Sixth round?
Yeah.
What? You cannot possibly.
It's like Nick DeVries all over again.
It is.
But would Liam Lawson be faster? Possibly.
Liam
Will
Lawson
he do
is
better?
A great driver, and I can't wait
possibly.
For him to be in F1.
Mm. He could be a better driver at this point in time. Daniel Ricciardo is a phenomenal driver.
Yeah, I love Danny.
I feel like he's been given a really weirdly hard time.
He has been given a hard time. But it's kind of semi self-inflicted, because, yeah, he did kind of lose it, unfortunately, because he was so good.
But do we think it's true?
Mm.
I mean, we'll only find out in like after this
race.
Do you
think it's true?
I think it possibly could be.
Okay.
Unfortunately.
Should we put some money on it? No, I'm joking.
Whoa.
The other thing also, F1 Academy is returning for round two this weekend, and
exciting.
I will be watching it. I'm looking forward to it. The Visa Cash App RB F1 Academy car is also with the same livery.
That's
I
sick.
Think the Ferrari
That's
too.
Really cool.
So yeah, I'm excited for that. I think it'll be a great race. They have two races, and one will be a sprint, one will be a normal, and I'm just looking forward to it. I think it'll be good.
I'm really excited.
Nice to have it back on the screens. They don't have many rounds this year. The big news within the drivers is the fact that Nico Hülkenberg is firstly leaving Haas.
Crazy.
That's pretty big.
It's massive,
because he did beep smash Gunter Steiner's door down, like,
yeah.
He's probably gonna do that again, not with Gunter Steiner obviously, but you know, come back.
Do we now think that for sure, guaranteed, that Ollie Bearman's going to get that seat now?
Well, this is definitely my thought. I don't really want him to, though, because that car's not good enough for him.
I don't think
Ollie
Bearman
is far too good for that car. But
he deserves
his
a Ferrari.
If you look at Charles Leclerc, he was in Alfa Romeo for a year before he went to Ferrari.
True, true.
So this could be his absolute way in.
Adrian knew he might go to Haas.
Imagine 2025 world champion.
He could go anywhere. Let's just put that out there. He could go anywhere.
He could just rock up at Salva. He could just
honestly be, yeah. And he'd be like, oh, actually, I think for fun, we're going to make this the leading
Oh my God,
call.
Wait, hang on, I've just thought something really weird. Let's just finish off the Nico Hülkenberg thing. He's moving to Kick Salva. Okay, yeah. This is going to become Audi in 2025. What my thought is, all of a sudden, Adrian Newey moves to Kick Salva, Audi.
Yeah, okay. Could be interesting.
It's 2026. Because, of course, Kick Salva is turning into Audi.
Which would be mad.
Oh my God. Wait.
I love how Kick Salva's only going to like be a thing for a year.
One more year. I know. Yeah. Well, yeah, the year. Just
Kick. That's it. Like, oh, wow. We've rebranded and then they rebrand again.
It is still going to be Audi Kick Salva, but the steak part is going to disappear.
How long is this name going to be?
No, it's just Audi Kick Salva.
Okay.
It's far better than the steak kick, whatever.
Don't. Do not.
I can't remember what it is. Kick, steak, Salva. I don't know.
That's not.
Yeah, that's big news. I wanted to touch a little bit on, I'm not sure if you would be aware of this, because you are very aware of the name Ayrton Senna.
Yes.
Obviously.
Of course.
So yesterday, the 1st of May, marked 30 years since his death within F1. And we just have to pay respects to this amazing man, because he died in the car, actually technically out of the car, but barely. He crashed into a concrete wall while at the San Marino Grand Prix of 1994.
Yeah.
And we lost an absolute legend that day.
Yeah.
And we were missing the sport.
You know, I think it was really nice actually yesterday seeing a lot of the messages and stuff that people have put out.
Yeah.
That were not even alive.
I wasn't alive.
No, neither was I.
Yeah.
At the time, but he is. I mean, when you think about
icon.
If you think about F1, you're going to think Senna.
Yeah,
that is the. It's a big name. You think Senna. You think Schumacher. You think all those people,
the greats.
But Senna really. Geez, that is. Yeah.
I know, and I know that a lot of the drivers obviously will have been
absolutely
huge admirers of the man, and they are paying their respects in their own way. But yeah, I agree. I think all the teams have taken their own time out to put a post up, even if it's just a story or a tweet, just to pay their respects. And I just totally love that, actually. 30 years. He was only 34, which is the same age as Daniel Ricciardo, Sergio Perez, and Valtteri Bottas.
Wow.
Yeah. I know.
Jeez.
That is scary.
Am I right in saying that there currently is a thing at the Silverstone Museum about him?
Yeah, actually, you're right. I think there is.
I want to go and do
that. I think a lot of places are doing like the 30-year kind of thing.
Yeah. I'd love to go and see that, actually.
Yeah, less to obviously be in a sad respect of his death, but more so to celebrate his final year.
And how phenomenal, I guess, he was as a driver.
Yeah.
And how a driver like that leaves such a legacy.
But how many more championships would he have gotten if he was...
The sport could have been so different.
Because he would have been only 64. So he may have even retired only 20 years ago. That is crazy.
Could have been an icon and kept going.
Yeah, it could have been 64. Oh no, that's sad. Yeah, so...
Yeah.
Amazing man. Yeah. Very, truly. And I'm sad to have not been able to see it with my own eyes at the time.
Yeah.
Just his whole kind of iconic years. All of his years, so...
Hey, there's videos on YouTube and they are insane.
I've watched plenty of the races. Yeah, anyway, on that good note. So,
tough times.
I want to talk to you, Sapphire. It's so weird to call her Sapphire. Sapphire, I'm talking as if she's not here again.
I've sat so far back.
So, obviously, like we're talking about F1, but I wanted to talk a little bit about you. Firstly, we're going to go into like three different areas here. Firstly, I want to know about you right now as a person, like what's going on for you. And then I want to know about your career. And then finally, I'm going to ask you some F1 questions to finish all off.
Okay.
So, tell me just a bit about you right now. Not necessarily to do with your career, just you. What have you got coming up? What are you doing?
Just how is everything? In life in general.
Yeah, life in general.
Counting down the days for the British Grand Prix.
Yes.
Obviously.
Yeah, of course, because we're going together. We're going. And we're going to loads of events together.
Yes.
And I know when we go to these events, sometimes you guys messaged me after, like, I saw you there, I was too scared. Please come say hi to
please.
Us, because we will be there.
We will be there at everything. Wherever she goes, I go. Because the nice thing I think about what we both do is that for me, music's my thing, F1 is the hobby. Mm-hmm. For you, F1 is your thing, music's your hobby, I guess.
Yeah, kind of.
I'm kind of guessing here. but you know what I mean? We share the same interests. Yeah, I'm so excited. We're going to like Festival of Speed.
Yep, we will be.
I think.
Formula E.
Are we? Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm so excited. We're going to go to everything.
This weekend, not we?
We are. We're at the Breakfast Club this weekend. Yep. Really excited. Loving we're road that. Tripping down there with a few friends. Mm-hmm. Really excited about that. Got a holiday coming up.
Yeah, we do. We're off to Greece.
Off to Greece.
Which would be lovely.
Have they ever raced in Greece?
No. I don't think so. That's a good question. They're obviously not.
Okay, but I'm sorry, but imagine if they had like a Santorini track. I don't know why, but Santorini sounds amazing. Or like Mykonos. Mykonos. As like a track.
We're going to Crete, aren't we?
Yeah. That doesn't really hit the same as like a racing track.
Crete Grand Prix.
No, but Santorini does.
Santorini
Grand Prix. I think maybe because it sounds like San Marino.
Yeah, it does. It does sound like San Marino.
But yeah, that's kind of me, I guess, in general.
There you go. Right. I know, obviously, you're very busy with work at the moment. Mm-hmm. You guys really need to check her music out. Look up Sapphire, Sapphire, on any social media. You will find her, whether that's baby self or adult self, because you've been doing this for many years.
So have you.
I have.
If you search really deep, you'll get to Sky's like old videos, so go watch those.
Definitely don't do that.
Hey, if you're going to drop me in the deep end, I'm doing the same for you. Okay?
Yeah, but your biggest video ever was with me when we were like...
Wow. Exactly, so you'll get to see baby Sky.
So tell me what's coming up for you.
I have an album coming out. So I have a 4-part album that is coming out. I've got the first part of it coming out tomorrow, which is really exciting. We've got 2 songs coming out. It's been a very exciting time. So you can go and listen to that wherever you are in the world.
It's called Lucky Stars.
I don't know when this is coming out.
I love
but
it. Today.
Okay, so it'll be out by the time you hear it, I guess. So that's very exciting. Yeah, so the album's called Lucky Star. This first part is Lucky Star Part 1. And the 2 songs on it are You Liar and Dissatisfied. So very exciting times. And yeah, I hope you enjoy it.
Honestly, so excited for you all to hear it because they're so good.
And driving songs.
The first part is amazing, like really good. But for some bizarre reason, it like gets better. Like it starts off at the highest level you think that there is.
Yeah, but you're saying it's because you've heard part 2 already.
And part 3 and however many other parts there are. Yeah, I have.
Part 2 hits different.
Yeah, I'm just so excited.
Part 2 is my favourite part.
You reckon?
Yeah. Easily.
I would be like, so remind me what songs are on there, but I can't. No. Could you tell everyone the songs that are coming out for the part 1?
You Liar and Dissatisfied.
Yeah, so good. You're not ready for these. So yeah, you need to check that out because very exciting. We're going to be doing a little bit of... What are we doing? Harry Potter this evening? I can't remember.
Absolutely.
We do a little... Every time Saf releases, we watch and watch Harry Potter. But HP. HP! Yes, we brought it back. Okay, yeah.
Prisoner of Azkaban tonight?
That's exciting. Yes.
Yes.
And have you got anything coming up for the year? Like in general? Obviously, the album.
Got a couple shows lined up. They haven't announced yet. This is actually the first time I've said about it.
What?
but everyone will know about that soon. Mm-hmm. So really exciting. Getting all that together, more recording, more writing, just trying to slay the day away.
Yeah, you know what, actually I record my podcasts in my podcast studio.
Yeah,
but
she steals my room.
I say my because it's actually my sister's recording studio, so we are in this big studio which is very multi-purposeful.
Yeah,
so we have my little podcast area which I also use a bit over there, and then we have Saf's like microphones and drum kit.
We're currently surrounded by a drum kit, some guitars,
Kit Connor,
and, yeah, piano and stuff.
Yeah, so this room is very
multifunctional.
Multifunctional. Yes, definitely. And so
this is where I recorded the album.
Oh my god, yeah,
on this seat. Whoa. I wrote the songs here.
Oh my, on my podcast sofa. You use my podcast
this
sofa?
Is my sofa.
Well, my new setup is coming soon, so.
Actually I think it was like free on Facebook Marketplace.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Brother. So who is your favorite F1 driver?
Okay.
Of all time. Like it
of all time
is right
Lewis Hamilton.
Lewis Hamilton.
Yeah.
Yeah. We did grow up in a very Lewis Hamilton based household.
100%.
And we have a lot of Mercedes merch in the house.
Yeah. Lewis Hamilton, I remember watching when I was like, must have been 2008. So was that his first year?
2007, I think, was his first year. But yeah, it would have been one of those.
And I remember being sat on my dad's knee watching Lewis Hamilton, and my dad getting really excited because he was winning, and that was like, cool, I like this guy. And that was it.
He was so young and
got
like
the
bald.
F1 bulb.
What happened to his hair? Like, he was actually bald. Like, what the heck?
Yeah,
receding hairline,
madness. I like 20. I know, but he's like grown up so much. I mean, he's like
his age.
I say
like
he's grown
wine.
Up. He looks still looks like 25.
Yeah, I know. He's 39, so he's gonna be 40.
I can't get my head around
that's
that.
That's crazy. Anyway, who was your favorite F1 team?
McLaren.
Mm-hmm.
But if you had asked me that a year ago, I would have said Mercedes.
Yeah.
But I would say McLaren. Okay. I just think the way that team works, I think personally that team has a lot of strength because of the way that Oscar and Lando drive.
Yep.
It doesn't feel like they're competing against each other all the time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Obviously there's going to be team rivalry, of course, but I just think it gels the best.
They're good teammates. 100%. I really like the McLaren crew.
I also just generally think, yeah, the crew and everyone.
Team are great.
Everyone who's part of that team. I mean, Zach is fantastic.
Yeah,
he's
definitely.
Just such a nice person and a good face for that team. Mm-hmm. 100%.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I like it. If you could meet any F1 driver, who, if I could get you in a room and just chat, who would it be?
On the current grid?
Yep.
Oh, I'm going to have to say Lewis Hamilton.
Lewis Hamilton. Yeah. I think it'd be cool to have a chat with that man.
Just
because so wise.
Because I'd love to just
make music with him.
Yes. Well, yeah. Yeah. I think I just have a lot of questions. He inspires me a lot just in my general everyday life. Because of how everything is like push for more, push
harder.
It
comes out with some good quotes, I think.
And I just think he's an incredible person, really. Yeah. Love to have a chat with him.
I agree. Yeah. I think he's cool.
Yes,
definitely. Do you have a favorite team principal?
If you had asked me last year, I would have said Toto Wolff.
Yeah.
And I probably would say Toto Wolff still. But do I say... Hey, Fred Vasseur.
Yes, I thought you were
going to. I love him.
Yeah, Fred Vasseur is
No, because, you know, if Gunther Steiner was still doing this,
yeah,
I would have said him, hands down.
I love Gunther. Gunther's
when we
like
saw him
idol.
At Silverstone as well, and he came out on the stage, everyone's like, oh my God.
The best ever.
But yeah, I think I'm going
to
say
Fred. I want him to interview
and
again.
I think, actually, Fred is, I mean, on like when Martin does his Martin Brundle Road Walk and all that stuff. Yeah, just Fred's always so like welcoming, mm-hmm, and talks really openly about.
Yeah, some of them are, and I think that's really good to have good publicity and 100%. Have time for this sort of people, because it's important for the viewers and the fans for them to like you. Really, I agree. I think Fred's great. He's fun.
Yeah, he's got it right as well, because I mean, who the heck manages to pull Hamilton out of Mercedes?
I know. Well,
that's talent.
You've got to think, actually, because he worked at Alfa Romeo, and Lewis Hamilton used to work closely with Fred through his younger
there's good
years.
Connection there.
And so I think when Fred went to Ferrari, I think Lewis is thinking it's a good team, and it's kind of supported by this really pretty great guy.
He did get rid of Carlos Sainz though.
I can't get over that. I really wish they could have three drivers, because as much as I actually really do respect this whole Lewis Hamilton and Ferrari thing, I can't get over this Carlos thing.
I
just
feel bad
doesn't
for him.
It wasn't work. He can't be driving anywhere else. He is a Ferrari driver. Imagine if he goes and drives it. He could go to Mercedes. He could go to Kick Sauber, which is Audi.
Space and Haas right now.
No, you're so mean. Oh my God.
I didn't
mean so rude.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Okay, and lastly, I want to know, which is your favorite F1 track? Actually, let's do this in two parts. What's your favorite F1 track, and what's your favorite F1 weekend?
Okay, favorite track. There's a few options. Because I know the ones I don't like.
I know what you mean.
You know what? I'm going to go really cliche. I'm going to say Silverstone.
The track is cool.
I just think there's stuff happens.
Stuff does happen.
Stuff happens.
Yeah.
And the reason why stuff happens is, one, we get rain a lot.
We can get rain.
So we can get some heavy rain.
We did.
Also,
me.
Two, the way it's laid out is just perfect.
It's good
I
track.
Think. Compared to
it's
other,
classic it's yeah. very classic F1 track. Yeah,
it's a highlight, I guess. Mm-hmm. But like, for me, I love Monaco, and I like the vibe of Monaco,
the track,
but I don't like the track.
So then what weekend are you gonna pick? The whole F1 weekend.
You know, one weekend I didn't really like was Las Vegas. I was expecting more from that.
Yeah, why was Las Vegas such a flop? I mean, knew it was gonna be bad, but it was so bad.
My favorite weekend,
It's a tough question, isn't it?
It's a really hard question. Because I really like the Miami weekend.
Miami weekend's good. I really like the Monaco weekend.
Yes, Monaco is always great fun.
You've got to pick the ones with the good liveries, like the Asia, some of the ones in Asia, like China and Japan,
yes,
are good.
Yes, yes, yes.
Go on for it, pick one.
Thanks.
I'm going to judge you massively for this.
I am actually going to say Miami.
America have 3 races a year, and I mean, we've got 24. Yeah. So we've got 21 other races that are completely European based, and the Europeans hold them, even though it's all owned by Liberty, which is obviously the US brand. But 3 weekends in the whole year where America get to take it over. And I think they do it well in Miami because I think it's fun. Las Vegas is weird. Coach is brilliant. I love the Circuit of the Americas. I always love it there in Austin. I think it brings such cool vibes.
Oh yeah, that's quite a good weekend.
That's a really good weekend.
That's a really good weekend.
But yeah, Miami, they're just so American, like an American in the sun. You've got the two sides of America. You've got the Austin, like,
but I think it's
Texas
unfair
vibe.
Because how the heck does like Logan Sargeant get 3 home races?
Yeah. And then Joe
actually,
is
wait,
it's
his
Chinese...
home, it's actually his home weekend this weekend
because
he's Floridian.
In, yeah, he lives in Miami, he does.
Yeah.
Or was it Orlando?
Oh no, it was Orlando because I remember thinking, oh my god, he grew up getting to go to Disney World whenever he wanted.
Oh yeah. Yeah, anyway, he lived in Florida.
Somewhere in Florida.
Yeah. He did. So grew up there. I just imagine going to school in Florida. Like, I was just thinking, oh my god,
cool.
That would be kinda cool.
Slay.
Like football.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Cheerleading.
But wow. I wouldn't have grown up with the idea of F1 because
because it's so new there.
It's so new there.
Very true.
So
yeah. Okay. Well, thank you so much for coming onto my podcast, Saf.
Sorry I ruined it.
Sapphire. No, it was so good. I look forward to having you again. Make sure you check out Saf's Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, everything. Her name is Sapphire, Sapphire Official. Look her up. She's awesome. Also, make sure you like or rate this podcast if you can, because you can on most platforms. And comment if you're able to as well. And I will see you all and speak to you all, or you will hear from me very soon.
Wait, can you give this like 5 stars?
You can
give it 5 stars. Bye.